95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We really appreciate you tuning in. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and we are here for another episode of Path Changers. And we just want to thank you for tuning in because we like to talk about health and hope and know that sometimes in this world it can be a little bit crazy and seem like there isn't, a lot of us really, we try hard to change and it seems like that change can be pretty difficult to get things rolling. So that's what we like to encourage here is health and hope and hopefully invite you to make a decision for yourself to turn your own health around if that's what you desire. We have a call-in number of 256-737-9505, I think, unless we change our number, Jay. I know it says 734 up on the screen. Is that correct? Okay. Well, anyway, we'll give you the right number. And
yeah, Melissa has not been paying attention. It is 737.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. So 256-737-9505. If you have a question or a comment, just feel free to holler. And one of the things that we decided that we wanted to start doing on the show here is bringing people in who we found were making some changes in their health. And I actually have a part-time job where I am at Wallace State, and I've made a transition there. I started out in the cafe, went to the Bailey Building, and now I'm over in the Wellness Center. And my guest tonight, Ethan Drake, I met him when I was at the cafe. And he was unloading sodas, and I know that Mark Gamble was making you do all the work, but Ethan is here tonight, so welcome.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. We met, that must have been kind of close to about a year ago.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because I was in the cafe, so that would have been about a year ago, and then all that time went by, and I hadn't seen you. And then I was over in the Wellness Center, and you just look great. And when I first saw you, I didn't recognize you. So I was really inspired by all the changes that you were making. And then I saw you consistently over there working out and showing up at the gym, doing the work, doing the do, as we call that. And so I really just wanted to have you on the show and learn about what you've been doing, and hope to maybe inspire some people out there to maybe make some changes. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so what was going on that led you up to starting your own health journey?
I guess I was just kind of at a low point in my life. I was in college, I was pretty happy I'd gotten my job up at the Wallace State as a work study. And I just started noticing, like, closer and closer that I was gaining weight. I started noticing that my body was getting bigger. All the clothes that used to fit me were getting tighter and tighter, to the point where I was like, oh my God, I'm going to need a triple XL in order to fit in my clothes. Because I wasn't confident at all in myself. And then I just got so self-conscious that I started to even doubt myself so much. I guess what really got to me is that we've always had the scale in the bathroom, which I go to take a shower in. And one of the first things I was always afraid of was I was always afraid I might accidentally step on it and then see my weight. One day I actually did, and I was horrified. I was over 300 pounds then. That kind of, in my head, I always had like a mental barrier. Don't be 300 pounds. You can always be happy with self if you're under 300 pounds. But then as soon as I saw the 300 pounds, I'm like, how can you be happy at this? Mm-hmm. Like, some people can do it, but I just couldn't. It was like, it was bad for my health. I was always exhausted. I mean, I had accepted the fact that I would not be able to even do a simple push-up. I would just always be that one big kid from high school, that one big kid from elementary school, and that one big kid from middle school. So one day, I just kind of looked at myself in my mirror, and I said, you know what? Not now. Not now. I need to change. It was hard at first, to be honest. You know, I first started out just with some simple weights from when my cousin would come over, and he just left some weights over at our house. He never came to pick them up, so I just started using them. I would start lifting weights, and then, you know, I started noticing a few things. I started noticing that my arms were getting bigger, and I was like, okay. I used to walk all the time. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays, a walk's nothing right now. If I go for a walk, I want to go for a run. But back then, going for a walk just once a week, that just made my week and gave me so much energy. I was like, yeah. So I started walking, and I started exercising. But then I started noticing, okay, I'm losing weight. But then I started talking with my mom and dad, and they're like, okay, that's good. But what if you also started dieting? And dieting was always, like, the big thing for me to stay away from. It was just like, I'm young, yeah.
Do what I want.
I'll live forever.
Yeah, I want to do what I want.
I want to drink Mountain Dew till I pass out and then eat a family-sized bag of Doritos. But, you know, I started out, like, just trying to quit cold turkey. Just cold turkey. Just salads every meal. A salad for breakfast, salad for lunch, and a salad for dinner. And I just did that for about maybe a week. I hated salads for... I still hate salads now, actually.
That's kind of a miserable way to get started.
Yeah.
But you got started.
I got started.
Yeah, you got started, and that sort of got the momentum going for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. So were you having, before that, when you were talking about how... Just in your mind, it was that number, but along with that number, were you having anything going on physically? Were you, like, did you have things like heartburn, and did you struggle sleeping and things of that that nature? But you weren't diabetic or anything like that that you knew?
No. I had that scare in high school. Then got out of high school. The scare was gone. But I guess I've always kind of had the stigmatism against like people who were like overweight. I always thought of myself as, you know, I'm a bigger guy, but everyone in my family is bigger as well. Mm-hmm. That was a certain point that would be overweight for me. I'm happy, you know, having a little bit of a gut and then, you know, going about my life. But as far as like health issues beforehand, not really. I was fairly lucky in that sort. I always been pretty healthy, pretty good immune system. But as soon as I started working out, I started noticing, oh, wow, I had this much energy? I could feel this good? I could sleep? Whoa. Hold on a minute. Hold the phone.
It's a whole different world when you start to be able to change those types of things. When the other parts of the lifestyle come into play, like when you do start to get that restful mm-hmm. sleep and you are able to move and do things that you're not used to doing. So, good for you. So, okay, so you went from salads.
Yeah, I went from salads. And then I started just looking at low calorie, low calorie, low calorie. You know, just everything that would be under 250 calories, I would just eat it.
Uh-huh.
I would just eat and eat it. And I think I tried to start watching my calories, but then I just stopped. But then I just realized, okay, if I just eat something, you know, that's under 250 calories every day and only eat that, I'll be fine. I was not fine. I was hungry all the time. I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was losing weight, but at the same time, what's the point in losing the weight and getting a better body if you're not comfortable with yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. And two, side note to that is just doing it low calorie like that, mm-hmm. you might be burning your healthy, you might be really taken away from your lean muscle mass
mm-hmm.
and all those things. So
yeah, a lot of people don't really realize that when you do go on a diet, you got to account for everything. You mm-hmm. have to account for, okay, if I eat all this stuff that's like low calorie or stuff that's like below like my recommended calorie level, you know, will it produce more fat? Will it take away my muscle? Will it
yeah.
give me energy? Will it take away my energy? Well, what's it going to do to me? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to get started. I will say that it's hard to truly get after it.
Well, I gotta tell you, I commend you though big time, because
thank you.
You did it. I mean, and it's rare how you did it. I mean, being able to get started on your own and keep that momentum going, because most of the time, most people, I mean, the statistics are out there and the proof is out there. I mean, you just mm-hmm. look around, someone will get started, and I mean, it's pretty wonderful that you didn't just have a salad for breakfast and think, screw this, this is cruddy, you know. But no, you hung in there and you're beating the odds. And I love that. It's just really, you're definitely to be commended on that, because I tried so many times too and doing it very, I mean, to me, that's just kind of a painful way now that I know some of the different paths. And you too, like if you, knowing what you know now at the foundation that you're at now, you probably, if you were going to get started, would have a whole different approach. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Because like one of the big things you hear about whenever you want to change yourself is, oh, start lifting weights and, oh, just eat less, but eat healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really tell you, okay, you can lift weights, but they don't tell you, how do you lift weights? They don't tell you, well, if you're looking for this, how do you go about it?
Mm-hmm.
No one really gets into the specifics unless, you know, someone really shows them the way. And I think I had a good friend of mine when I first started going to the Wall State Wellness Center. His name was Jody Jones, and he helped me out. He whipped me into shape. he showed me like everything. He told me about the different parts of the body. Like, I didn't even begin to think about the muscles in my chest. I didn't think about the muscles in my biceps, triceps. I didn't know all the muscle groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know them by heart. But, yeah, it takes so much. It takes the will to do it, but it also takes the kindness of others as well in some cases. And I think the real reason I really got after it is because I had a good buddy who just reached out to me and then helped me. And, you know, when someone, like, goes out of their way and says, hey, let me show you this, or, hey, would you like to join in on us? That's saying that you are not alone in that situation. There are people, like, aww. Even though they have these outstanding bodies, they have the muscles, they have the tone, they have everything, they have the strength, they have the speed. You know, it's like they want to help you start out or, you know, show you the way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that for other people, that gives them confidence. And then, you know, as they start to do it on their own, their confidence in themselves builds up. So it goes step by step by step by step by step until you finally realize, I can do this on my own. I can do this and I can feel happy about myself.
That's so good. Aw, I am. I'm really happy for you. And I know when I saw you, I was just like, wow, you're doing it. You're walking the talk. And and I love that. And that's one reason why I wanted to have you on here, just so we could talk about that stuff. Well, we are at our halfway mark just about. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking to Ethan, because I got a few more questions for him. So you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll be right back.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from.
All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today, or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's Independent Radio.
The third annual Kalman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors is coming up Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. This event is a time where those who serve our community can come together for friendly competition and meet the people of the community that they serve. Registration fee is only $10 and open to all law enforcement, firefighters, EMS personnel, and dispatchers. Everyone is welcome to attend and vote for your favorite chili. It's the third annual Kalman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off, benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. To register or for more information, call 256-595-4135. 256-595-4135. Don't miss the third annual Kalman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Kalman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. So I'm here tonight. I've got my local health hero, Ethan Drake, is joining us. And I love it because we get to feature anybody that has made a change and moved their life forward, because it's not, you know, this is what I've learned. We live in what's called an obesogenic world, meaning that our world is set up now to create obesity.
Yeah.
Everywhere we turn. And in order for us to be healthier, we have to make that decision and we have to follow that up with action. And so many times it's so difficult to be, like, we know what to do. I talk to people every day that tell me, I know what to do. Well, mm-hmm. We're not doing it. So
yeah.
Knowing what to do and at putting the action, it's like they're on two different planets. So that's the key, is putting it together. And so anytime I have an opportunity to be able to share somebody who's doing that, I love that. I just love to do that. And it helps so much. Like, okay, you were talking about your friend that got you started, you know, that yeah. Basically, you know, put that hand out, offered you some help, and then you weren't alone.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I have found to be so helpful, mm-hmm. because there's some real, real strong components that go into being able to change. And we all need somebody to walk that path with us.
That's right.
We do. And then also we need to almost be re-educated. Like, our mind has to be re-educated, yeah. to be able to keep moving forward.
Yeah, you got to brainwash yourself.
You do. I mean, you got to change the way of thinking, because really, truly, it's kind of like, and I'm not picking on a gastric bypass patient. I'm not saying that at all. But if you take somebody who's had had surgery like that, and now they have forced portion control, if we don't work on our mind and truly changing those habits that got us there to begin with, we go back, like we get pulled back to those bad habits. And so we really do need that education piece to keep moving forward, and then having those new goals. Like, you reach that goal and then you get to, what's next? Well, I'm here now. I never thought I could be here, but now what's next?
Exactly.
And that's the exciting part. And then you had already mentioned, too, that nutrition component, because that is, it's a big piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. If not probably the biggest part, to be honest.
Yeah, it's about 80% of it.
Yeah.
So during this whole process of and you changing, so have you discovered some different foods that you maybe wouldn't have eaten before?
I never knew I had such a love for eggs before I had started. Eggs, bell peppers, onions, and mushrooms.
Okay.
And spinach. I would just I've realized I really loved them just because they were so good and so packed with so much good stuff. Like the eggs and the mushrooms both have a great source of protein. The bell peppers have so much good stuff in them. The spinach has vitamins in it. And then the onions, though high on sugars, they're pretty good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that. Mm-hmm. I love that you know that. Not very many people know that onions high in sugar.
Yeah.
Yep. They're high glycemic. So you definitely know about the other ones, too. You know about the corn and the carrots and all of that stuff. Yeah. See, I didn't know that. Well, I knew that. Like, I knew carrots and potatoes and corn were all considered, or mostly kind of like a starch. What I didn't know was because I pretty much had heard that as long as you take care of the quality of what you eat, the quantity, you know, you'll start to be able to do the quantity better.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I have learned is that we can even overdo something like kale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can have too much kale to where it's going to spike our insulin in our system, and that's going to keep us in a fat burn state versus. I never knew that. I just always thought, well, if it's healthy,
you got to
have as much as I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it does, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah. It's just that issue of too much of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to think, oh, if I keep eating this, I'm going to reach my optimal level with minimal effort. That's not true. It's just you're gorging yourself on something. You're making it to where this is what you live for, not making yourself better. It's, like you said, eating kale. Mm-hmm. It's just eating that and eating that and eating that to the point of nauseation and then just utter disgust, to be honest.
Yeah. So you found out those. Now, do you find yourself cooking more than you did before?
Oh, most definitely. My mom, well, I was born with my mom out in the country, out in Addison. And, you know, it was always like, mom always loved to cook. She always loved to cook for me, and I always loved to eat her food. I still love to eat her food. I still live with her, actually. I love to eat her food. But then, like, as I started, you know, dieting, I was like, oh, man, mom makes all this delicious stuff, but about half of it is good for me. The other half is delicious and terrible for my body. So I guess it all starts with me for breakfast, to be honest, the most important meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making myself some breakfast, you know, making some eggs, some meat, some vegetables, just whatever. You know, just making something that'll satiate me and keep me away from sugary stuff like cereal, like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And all kinds of nasty junk.
Good for you. Yeah. You really know a lot, and I like that. I was kind of, you know, it's cool because Ethan and I didn't talk much. I just noticed his changes and invited him to the show. So it's nice. It's nice. I love it. You can talk you know, low glycemic and all of those things. So how did you start to find out, like, as far as the nutrition goes, how did you start getting educated in that area?
It was kind of just a hodgepodge, you know, just, you know, I'd be talking to people, be talking about how I'm going to the gym, how I'm losing weight. And then they just tell me this little tidbit of information,
mm-hmm.
a little bit over here, a little bit over here, a little bit over here. And then, you know, just putting it all together. I was like, okay, this can work.
Nice.
It's not really, if you were to sit down, like really sit down and just learn about all the healthy stuff you can do for your body, you get burnt out just like if you were at a lecture in college. You know, you got to learn along the way. And that's the best part about it, is making it a journey, making it an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, going out on this and then, you know, learning along the way where you may have tripped up and then getting back on the road.
Excellent. Yeah. It's not about quitting and turning around and going back. Yeah. That's so great. It's just great. So as far as where you are now and where you're going, do you have a goal that you're hitting now that you're going after? I know you're on the journey, and it's a good one. It's a great one, actually. But do you have anything in mind that you haven't been, that you haven't yet accomplished, that you want to see come true for yourself?
As far as like a long-term goal, not necessarily. I guess right now it's just the maintenance of it. And then I guess more toning my body, getting my endurance up and starting to get more of my strength up. Because I've been doing like a lot of exercises, but my buddy, he actually graduated and he's going off on his own. I think he's at UNA right now. But right now it's just trying to figure it out by myself. And then, you know, at the same time, figuring out what I like, what I can do, and then what I can't do, and then learn what I can do with what I can't.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. So one of the things that I never knew was, I heard my whole life, it's all about lifestyle. You got to make a lifestyle change. But nobody, like you were saying, nobody ever mapped it out about, you were talking about the weights and the eating and all that. Nobody ever mapped it out. And once I got a map for that and started to realize all these components that came into creating that healthy lifestyle, it's just kind of like my world. I feel like it opened up. So one thing I do, I just, because I challenge a lot of people on this, and I want to challenge you on this too.
Okay.
Is not really, when it comes to how you're eating, maybe not calling it a diet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it has that famous word in it. It has the word die in it. So, and I've had to do that myself. I mean, so basically this is how I think about it now, that I spent so many years dieting and I gave that up, and now I'm lifestyling.
Yeah.
Yep. So now I'm, you know, now it's just, it's all part of the journey, like you said.
Yeah.
So good for you. I got to tell you,
yeah.
I am super happy to see you do that. And it's going to be great because I'm over there and I'll be able to watch you keep moving forward. I might even join you on some of that equipment over there
because
it's, you know, I've been moving forward on my journey too. And it's just time to start doing what you're talking about, tone and tighten and all that good stuff. So I really appreciate you coming and joining us and sharing your story.
Well, it has been a pleasure of mine.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. All your hard work has definitely paid off. So I just appreciate that. If you are looking to make a change in your world and don't know what to do, then reach out, because I'm here to help for sure. We meet every Saturday at the Red Door Cafe. Come join us for that. And we're there talking about healthy lifestyle. And then you can always email me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. And if you're tuning in Facebook Live and you have a question, just go ahead and stick it right in the chat and we'll answer that. So Ethan Drake, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck, and I'll see you soon. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's own fantastic independent radio station. Stay tuned because Big D and his circus, I mean his show, his awesome show actually, is up next. And Little D's here too. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great week and choose health always. Bye.